going to war. High above the misery, we're burning out before our flame.
Inspiration for your song Changes?
It's really about like the environment. Like I'm really passionate about sustainability, the environment, things like that. It's really a story about how the world is becoming kind of controlled by corporate interests and less controlled by people and more controlled by corporations, and how it's not really making the world a better place when things get driven by money and like money interests, as opposed to health or personal interests, social interests.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, in a studio recording, or up on a stage performing live?
It's usually when I'm writing. Actually, even though I'm very lucky that I don't appear to be, I actually get very, very severe stage fright, and I have this love-hate relationship with performing. I am always drawn to do it, and I always am drawn to perform, but I also very much dread it at the same time. So throughout this, always this kind of internal battle going for performing. The studio is, I really love being in the studio, and every time that I've got to go, it's very like focused, and it's about kind of trying things over and getting kind of a perfection. Whereas I'm more about improvisation. That's that's where I feel most alive. So I do love the studio, and it is nice to come away with something that's recorded and sounds really great. But really where I come alive is improv. And if you've seen us perform with the Big Coast, I'm often on stage and I'm there conducting, and I'll take the guys and I'll signal them, and we'll change the songs from what we've rehearsed and what our format is. And the guys are always like, even though I give them a really difficult time, because I'll conduct them into things that might not seem to work at the time, but like they'll follow me along this journey. And it really, like, it's really fun, and keeps everyone on their toes, keeps the audience on their toes. And we'll evolve kind of the story from there.
You've done a lot of performing around the Vancouver hotspots, including Gilt & Company, the Roxy Cabaret, and all the other popular spots. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Well, every Gilt show is really special. I think the people at Gilt treat us really well. The audience is always really great. And I think those smaller, intimate venues, it really is nice when you're up with your audience. I think we played the Blue Light Sessions this year in January, and that was actually a really special gig as well, because we had, it's a very small, intimate venue, and we had all our fans in the room with us in this recording studio. And it's a really amazing experience to see people singing along to our songs, and they're really like enjoying our songs. They're really enjoying our music, and that's like really what it's about. And they're singing along. And really what I love about music is that collaborative thing when everybody comes together and share an experience all together.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
Well, we were hoping to do some summer festivals and things. I guess there's virus thing you may have heard of that's going on right now, and so it's changing everything, right? It's putting all these shows kind of on hold for the moment, and we're not sure when it's going to end. So we're trying to evolve as a group. What we're doing, we're going to start a fun little project where I've got Arthur, who's the drummer, to send me some drum tracks, like some of his favorite things. He just records it at home, and then we'll send it off to Devin, the bass player. He has his bass lick. So we're just kind of trying this collaborative write a song thing just for fun. And then we're doing a couple streaming sessions as well, and going to try that out. It's another experience, like performing, and there's no audience, and you're kind of performing to the void or the ether or whatever you want to call it. And that'll be an interesting experience. Yeah, and we have an EP coming out. So we have four songs that we're in the process of mixing right now. And luckily we got about 95% of it recorded before all the studios and things kind of are shutting down now, obviously, with social distancing. So we're pretty excited to release that. Hopefully over the next couple of months we can finish with the mixing and get the last of the musical bits added in. So that'll be exciting. Four more songs that we can put on Spotify. And we also just released a video from the Blue Light Session a few days ago, which is exciting too. It's for Junkmail, which is another one of our new songs.
Awesome. Where can we find you online to keep up with these new releases and streaming performances?
So we through the Big Coast band on Instagram, we're on Facebook as well. We're putting links and everything exciting that we're doing, we're going to put it through there. And we're going to start to slowly add to our story of our song. So we're just going to put out the drums, then we'll see where it goes from there.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, What's On Your Mind. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, that's another kind of a relationship-based song it's about being fearful in a relationship as well. Like when you're scared that something is going too well in a way that you don't want it to break your heart, or so you decide to run away instead.
A very relatable song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not just me, okay?
Guy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Baby, talk to me. Why don't you talk? On your mind. Oh, baby, talk. Why you never talk? On your mind.